Anybody else? Right. Amen.
You know, this is a wonderful fellowship. We might be small in number, but we're big in the spirit, we're big in love. As you know, I go to other churches, but I consider this my spiritual home. It's wonderful. Can you turn with me to Psalm 23, please? Stephen touched on it earlier too. Psalm 23 is probably the most well-known passage in the Bible, certainly the best-known psalm. Psalm 23 was written as a tender and comforting testament to our Father's loving care to his children. The world only ever heard it at funerals or sung as a theme tune for a television series, but it is a beautiful, everyday psalm. It was my lovely Carrie's favourite, as well as my own. And I'm going to read it from my Carrie's King James. The Lord is my shepherd, I shall not want. He maketh me to lie down in green pastures. He leadeth me beside the still waters. He restoreth my soul. He leadeth me in the path of righteousness for his name's sake. Yea, though I walk through the valley of the shadow of death, I will fear no evil. For thou art with me, thy rod and thy staff, they comfort me. Thou preparest a table before me in the presence of mine enemies. Thou anointest my head with oil, my cup runneth over. Surely goodness and mercy shall follow me all the days of my life, and I will dwell in the house of the Lord forever.
Amen.
Psalm 23 draws heavily from David's experience as a shepherd, and points towards our Saviour, who told us that he is the good shepherd. David knew all about the art of sheep herding, the provision for, the protection and guidance of the flock. He knew that his flock needed him, and he would go to any lengths to search for and bring back any sheep that strayed. In saying, "The Lord is my shepherd," he, David, declares the Lord's complete care for his people. Also going on to add, "I shall not want." He finds us when we wander away. David had wandered away, but experienced God's forgiveness. The Father brought him back. However far we stray, we can never stray beyond God's reach. When David speaks of the valley of the shadow of death, he reassures us that even in the most difficult and fearful circumstances, the Lord is walking with us and will bring us through to the happy times again. We will never, ever get lost. Even in death, God will walk with us and carry us to his heavenly kingdom. Christ conquered the grave so that we, by following his example, can also conquer death. Not only does God walk us through difficult times, but he generously provides for us, inasmuch as in those times, giving in abundance all the days of our lives. Nothing is too great for our God to handle. If and when we find ourselves in a bad place, we must remember what God has promised. He will lead us and guide us through the valleys and lift us up to a rightful place with him because of his grace and great love for us. Amen.
Thank God, he's a faithful shepherd.